Tavshin Ayin Tes. Shabbat Shuvah. Okay. Let's take a few look at a few things here. Let's take a look. It says Vayelech Moshe, the beginning of the parsha is Vayelech Moshe. Moshe went. Vaydaber Sadvar Me'ela El Kol Yisrael. In other words, you just could have said Vaydaber Moshe. Let's say Vayelech, he went. Where did he go? He spoke. I need to know that he went. Where did he go to?
It didn't say.
It doesn't say either. Vayelech Moshe Vaydaber Sadvar Me'ela El Kol Yisrael. Vayomar Lehem Ben Mea Ve'esrim Shana Anoche Yom. 120 years old today. Lochal Od Latzeis Lavo. I can neither go out nor come in. In other words, basically, my time for leadership has come to an end. Hashem told me that I'm not going to pass over the Jordan. Hashem will pass before you. Right? He will go before you. He will travel before you. Hu yashmid es hagoyim ha'ela milfanecha v'rishtem. Yoshua over lefanecha kasher diber Hashem, and Yoshua will lead you. Chizku v'imtzu al tiru v'al tartzu. Strengthen yourself. Don't be afraid. Yeah, don't be broken before them, before the enemies. Ki Hashem elokecha olech imach. He's walking with you. Lo yapecha v'le azveka. Okay. So. The Kli Yakar says an interesting thing here. He says, Hashem Elokecha hu holech imach. Right? Hashem Elokecha hu holech imach. That's in Pasuk Vav. Right? So you see the imach is underlined. Hashem will go with you. With you. He says, Matzino haloshon halicha b'parsha zu gimel, right, panim, b'gimel panim. We see halicha, right, walking in three different, it's used in three different fashions. Here in these beginning psukim of the parsha, ki etli Yisrael k'siv ki Hashem elokecha hu holech imach. When it says with regard to the Jewish people, it says Hashem elokecha hu holech imach. He will walk with you. Mashma, what does it appear? Machzik biyodcha, madrichacha baderech. He'll hold your hand. He'll direct you. Right? Aval biYoshua k'siv Hashem hu holech lefanecha. When he speaks to Yoshua later, he says Hashem. So I see, speak pretty clearly, Hashem will walk before you. So with the Jewish people, Hashem is walking with them. With Yoshua, he's walking before him. Right? Uva Moshe k'siv stam vayelech Moshe. And by Moshe, it doesn't say that Hashem is with him or before him. It just says Moshe walked. He went. Below sad klal, without any support. Kized dome, this is similar. Lamashinem or Benoach that we saw in Parshas Noach, Shayan Miktani Amuna. Right? Rashi there in the beginning in Parshas Noach contrasts Noach with Avram. By Noach it says Es Elokim Hisalech Noach. That Noach walked together with Hashem. He needed somebody to support him. He needed Hashem to support him. Shayat Sorech Sad Latamcho. He needs someone to support him, he needed to hold him up. Kach Yisrael Ksiv Etzlam, so too by the Jewish people. So to the Jewish people, yeah, by and large, they need Hashem to walk with them, to aid them. They can't, as it were, right? They need His support, His constant support. They need, right, His support to help them be Yari Hashem. Right? In other words, it's not just really help them in terms of their success and parnasa, this, that, and the next thing. They need the help from him in order to be Yorei Hashem, be Yorei Hashem. Okay. Aval Yoshua Nemar Bo Vashem Hu Holech Lefanecha.
Is this the second reason now?
Right, so this is the second usage. By Yoshua it says Hashem will walk before you. V'hu Acharav, and Hashem will go after you, and Yoshua will walk behind him. Ki lo hayetzerich kol kach sad letomcho. In other words, Hashem will set the direction in front of him, but Yoshua will be able to follow on his own. Right? He sees Hashem before him. He sees Hashem guiding him. He follows. The Jewish people need Hashem right next to them, holding their hand. Nonetheless, Yoshua hadn't reached the Madrega, says the Kli Yakar, of the Avos. By the Avos, it says they walk before Hashem. In other words, we have over here Hashem walking with the Jewish people. We have Hashem walking before Yehoshua. But the Avos, and so too he's going to say in just a moment, the Gabi Moshe, right? They walk before Hashem. What does that mean? We'll see. Mashma she Hashchina haisa achareihim. It implies that when it says they walk before Hashem, that the Shekhinah followed them. Umadrega zui gia Moshe, shenemar vayelech Moshe. And that's the Madrega of Moshe. It says vayelech Moshe. He went. Doesn't say with Hashem. Doesn't say Hashem was before him. He went. Mashra holach levada below sad klal. It shows that Moshe Rabbeinu was able, as it were, to do what he knew Hashem wanted him to do without having to see Hashem in front of him, you know, directing him, or to feel Hashem holding his hand by his side. He did it. He knew he was supposed to do it. He did it without any really quote any sense of support. Keholech achrei Hashem yeshlo tzasad of a lo kemisha holech im Hashem. We tam ze amru pnei Moshe kebnei chama. That's when they say that Moshe's face was like the sun. The sun has its own light, as opposed to Yehoshua. Pnei Yehoshua kepnei alavana. He was like the moon. It's like the moon. In other words, he had to receive his light from someplace else. Okay. Now, what we have over here is we have that really the what appears the ideal situation is that a person, even if he doesn't see Hashem leading him, and he certainly doesn't feel Hashem holding his hand, but he has to do what's right. He has to do what's right.
Who has to do what's right?
Every person. It happens to be over here. That's what we aspire to. In other words, under normal circumstances, we need Hashem, right? Like it just says by the Jewish people over here, Hashem walks with them, right? With Yehoshua, Hashem walked before them. By Moshe Rabbeinu, it doesn't mention Hashem's name. Just Moshe went. What is, though, being referred to as he went? What was he going to do?
You just said that.
What was he going to do? What was he going to do? To play golf? I mean, he went. He says Vayelech Moshe. He says he went. Vaydavres hadvar me'ele el kol Yisrael. He spoke these words to the Jewish people, and those words were that I'm going to die. I'm not going to go into Eretz Yisrael. I can no longer be your leader. I'm 120 years old today, right?
So he went to go tell them.
Right. So what was the importance of this, though? So look at three different. They're very similar, but there's
what's the third one of the Alech? You only gave us two.
No, walk with. That's with Abnei Israel. Walk before. That's what he called. That's Yehoshua. Hashem walked before him. He's holy chafanav, right? Yehoshua.
Yeah.
Right, and then Moshe walks. It doesn't mention Hashem with him. Not with him. Why? Because Moshe is walking first, and Hashem is following. Says the Kli Yakar. In other words, when you do the right things, even under circumstances where you don't necessarily see Hashem, what do you call it, directing you this way, or Hashem holding your hand, you would call it, you know this is the right thing you do. You do it, then you bring the Shekhinah into the world. The Shekhinah follows you. You bring the Shekhinah into the world.
Okay.
It's similar. No, that's going to take us off on a tangent. Okay. So, So look down. There are three different pirushim on why he's walking, what he's walking to do. It says Vayelech Moshe. See the Hamek Davar. What's the purpose of the walking? What is he walking to do? Ad Ko. You see that the Hamek Davar. Ad Ko Yah Moshe Medaber VaOmid B'Makom Echad. Until this point, Moshe would speak and he didn't have to go anywhere. The entire Jewish people heard him. The Kol Aholech Al Kol Yisrael. Because when his speech was miraculous, just like in Matan Torah, Moshe daber, ve'elokim ya'anenu b'kol. Moshe spoke, and the Kodesh Baruch Hu kilu amplified, right, caused his voice to be heard all over the Jewish, the entire encampment of the Jewish people, all the millions of people here, they all heard Moshe speaking. It was miraculous. The Shechina medaberes mitoch grono shel Moshe, for the Shechina spoke out of Moshe's voice box. He opened his mouth to speak, and Kav Yochel, the Shechina spoke, and the Shechina is what he called the words of the Shechina were held all over the encampment. Vafilu Tor Shebal Peah, Hayav Tocha B'Shas Matan Torah Moshe Daber V'Lokim Yanenu B'Kol. Even in not just the words of Tor Shebal Chsav, the written word, but even Tor Shebal Peah, when he was teaching them, right? How tall a sukkah has to be, how big a lulav or esrog, etc. All the dinim, Torah Shebal Peh, whenever Moshe spoke, because Baruch Hu amplified it, the entire Jewish people heard it. Avosamach lamoso, but now it's just before he dies. Today he's 120, right? And he's going to pass away this day. Hechel likos la'at la'at ma'or ma'alas Moshe Rabbeinu. The miraculous qualities that Moshe Rabbeinu had are now as they were receding. Kasher yivuar ol lefaneinu b'shiras hazinos. We'll see next week's parsha. Lakan hucha lahaktin ma'aloso. Now he's becoming more like a regular person. I mean, obviously of the highest madrega, but all these miraculous things that surrounded him are beginning to what we call to disappear.
That means he's
going to
get a pension.
Shlohi o dvarav nishmayin al kol Yisrael. Kishabal mikol makom hutrach Moshe la'aloch b'chol shevet b'fnei atzmo. Moshe Rabbeinu all of a sudden realizes in last week's parsha, Atem Nitzavim, he spoke and the entire Jewish people heard. When he's speaking out the bris between Hashem and the Jewish people. Now, however, now all of a sudden all of that is gone. And now he has to travel on his own to each Shevet and to speak to each Shevet by themselves. Ukedomek, today she agiru, like Brahma Eilef, she avu alafaneno, el kol Yisrael. That's why he had to go to all the Jewish people. Now, what was he going to do, though?
Moshe?
Yeah, what was he going to do? He's going to tell him this thing. Why is this so important? He tells him, you know, I'm going to die now, right?
Shua's going to be your next leader.
Leader, right? He's going to go to tell to each Shevet, right? It says the Sforno. Vayelech Moshe, his oral is there, come over, Yelech Ishim, Beis Levi, etc., etc., Vayelech, Vayavod, Vaydomem, Vizesha Acha, Shehishtim, Inyani, Krisis, Abris, his oral, Lenachem, Es Israel, Al Misasa. After he made the bris with them, the new bris, the bris of the Nitzavim that we talked about last week, where everybody's responsible for one another.
That's Hashem.
Right? That was, we call that, Moshe Rabbeinu spoke it out for Hashem, as it were, right? Hashem's behest. Last week's Parsha, now he's going to the Jewish people to comfort them. Because he's going to die. And he knows they're going to be in a bit of a panic over that. And he doesn't want them to be sad about it. He wants them to be in a state of simcha when they accept the covenant that Hashem made with them in last week's parsha. And he tells them now, what he called, if they now find out he's going to die and he's not going to lead them, right? So then the result is they're going to be sad over it and they won't be in a state of happiness about the bris. He's going to tell each, what he called, shevet, what he called, be comforted, don't worry, it's good, it's the best thing, whatever Hashem wants is the best thing, this is the way it's supposed to be. Al derech yismach Yisrael ba'osav, right? He wanted the Jewish people to rejoice in the Creator and not to feel a moment of sadness. That's why he went. In other words, the Kliyaka told us that what Moshe Rabbeinu is doing is through his actions, he's bringing the Shekhinah into the world. What are those actions? The actions are to make sure that the spiritual level of the Jewish people, even while he is going to leave planet Earth in just a moment, right? He's going to leave. He's going to die today. Good catch. He's going to die today, but he's concerned about there not being the simcha in the bris, and that brings the Shekhinah into the world.
In here, I saw once a message that says that in July the merchants were not allowed to count their money. Maybe they would find out that they made less than they expected, and they would be sad.
Uh-huh.
So they had the special like booths outside of Yerushalayim that people would go to count their money.
You hear that? That's very interesting, right? When you're b'simcha, you're supposed to be b'simcha, right? It doesn't mean all your questions are answered, right? If you want, you can think about questions all the time. You can think about problems all the time. But when we're b'simcha, we're meant to be b'simcha. It's like they say about anashim gdolim, you know, when they, God forbid, what he calls when, you know, difficult things happen to them, right? On Shabbos. The story about the Chavetz Chaim, lost a son, right? Rebbe Chanan's what he called, Rebbe Chanan, what he called, his wife passed away, right? They tried to exercise control, right? Because now's not the time. Now's not the time. It's very... This is not easy.
They're the leaders.
But that's it. Here's Moshe Rabbeinu, right? His entire, you know, his whole career is now coming to an end now. I mean, he's still made out of flesh and blood. You could say, after all this, you know, I'm not going to go into Eretz Yisrael. What do you call it? All the connect, the things that were there before, it's not happening anymore. The Shekhinah is not being able to grow. No, what's he concerned with? That they should be b'simcha. And like the Kli Yarka points out, that's the highest madrega. Right, is where you don't have Hashem's support, you don't have his before you, don't have him holding your hand. What do you call lehevach? His Shekhinah is gonna follow you. The Ramban says something similar also. Kimosha, just in the bold and last line of that Ramban, Kimosha holach mimachan leviyah el machan Yisrael lechabdom. Kimosha yirtzeli patir mechaveru boli tol rishus bimeno. He went to each of the shvatim to take leave of them. I'm leaving you now, right? And he wants to show them honor, right? Right? That I'm asking your reshus before I leave. It's an amazing thing. He's even thinking about it. Moshe Rabbeinu's career started like that also. When he came to, when Hashem told him to take the Jewish people out of Mitzrayim, he said, I can't leave until I ask permission from Yisro. Because he brought me to his house. This sense of showing cover to what he called to another person, and that's all Vayelech Moshe, like the Kli Yakar says. That's what he called. That's where those actions bring Hashem Shekhinah into the world. Not that he's following after the Shekhinah, not the Shekhinah is holding his hand, but his actions bring the Shekhinah actually into the world. Okay.
What was the career of him going to each shevet?
Because to each one, each group, to what he called to each person. Each person. Can you imagine going to have to walk around the entire encampment? You know, I'm taking leave of you, right, with your permission. Or what do you call it? Don't be upset. Be besimcha. It's a time of bris. Be strong. Be strong, right? It's an amazing thing.
Show a personal interest.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Next, in this parsha is the mitzvah of hakel. Right, that after Shemitah, during Sukkot, all the Jewish people would gather in the Beis Hamikdash, and the Melech would read from Sefer Dvarim. So, what does it say there? What does the Pesukim say?
The king would read.
Right, the Melech, right, the king. It says, "Vaytav Moshe Osam Lemor." This is, I recall, this is like really the last tzivui that he gives them. Vayitzav Moshe Osamli Mor Miketz Sheva Shanim, at the end of 7 years, B'mod Shnas HaShmita, right, at the end of the Shnas HaShmita, B'chag HaSukos, right, at the time of Chag HaSukos, B'vo Kol Yisrael Eros, Espnei Hashem, when everybody's coming there to do a Lil Regel, right?
After he gave this mitzvah so far to him, with the view that based on English words in the language,
well, he had to give him all the mitzvahs. All the mitzvahs have to come from Moshe Rabbeinu, right? Moshe Kibbul Torah V'Sinai, Mitzvah Yehoshua, Moshe had to be Mekabel the entire Torah. Whatever's in the Torah, right, even mitzvahs that weren't applicable yet. We had lots of mitzvahs like that, you know, that weren't applicable until they entered into Israel. Challah, and what do you call it, and Matrumas and Maestras, and Bikurim, and all those. Bevokal Yisrael Leroz, Pasuk Yud Aleph, Bevokal Yisrael Leroz, Espnei Hashem Elokecha, B'makom Asher Yivchar, Tikra Es HaTorah Azos Neged Kol Yisrael Ba'azneim. They can read, record, it doesn't mean the entire Torah, it means from Sefer Dvorim. Hakel et ha'am, gather together the people, ha'anashim, the men, va'anashim, the women, va'taf, and the children, the gerchar shebisharecha, and the gerim, l'man yishmu, l'man yilmadu, so they should hear, they should learn, v'yaru es Hashem elokeichem, and they'll recall, they'll have yiras Hashem, v'shamru la'asos, is called divrei Torah azos, and they will guard in order to do, they'll learn about, in order to be able to do all of the words of the Torah. Uvneim asher liyodu v'yishmu v'lamdu liyiras Hashem elokeim kol yamim asher atem chayim al adama asher atem ovrim es hayardim shamo lirishta.
This was the last message given by Moshe?
Yeah. Right. This is the last, yeah. Well, actually, no, this is going to be another mitzvah. This is the next class. So the next last mitzvah is writing Sefer Torah. Right, writing Sefer Torah. Uvneim asher liyodu v'yishmu v'lamdu, right? Those who didn't know until now, they'll hear, they'll learn to have Yira all the days that they're upon the earth. Sheratam Ovrim, Esayadim Shamalir Shtah, that you're going into Eretz Yisrael now to inherit. Says the Imri Emes. It's a very interesting thing. Hakelas Am Hanoshim Hanoshim Vataf. Is Hanoshim Lilmod. Chazal tells us the men are coming to learn. Right? They're going to learn there. They're going to talk and learning. When they come to the base of Mikdash, they hear the Torah read, and they're going to recall, everybody's going to recall, oh, this is mitzvah, that mitzvah, the next, and talk and learning. They're going to learn.
In Hakel, right.
The Hanoshim Lishmo. And the women are coming, they're not necessarily what you call it to learn, because they're not a chayovos learning, though obviously they could if they wanted to. Yeah? Lishmo, they're going to hear. They'll be affected by hearing, what you call, hearing the melech read, the, what you call, read the Torah. Fataf, and the children. Lama, boim, lase schar le mevieyem. To give reward to those who bring them. It's a funny thing, right? Right? Bring the little children, even though they're not capable of learning, and they're probably not going to focus that much either in listening, right? But it gives schar to those who bring them. What schar for what? Isa b'shem ha'ari, Yimri Emes, right? Brings the name of the Arizal. She'ikar chius ha'odam hu mei ha'ne'urim. Right? The ikar force of life inside of us is from, right, when we were very young and we hadn't done any sins. Right? Mazman sheish lo hevel peh tohor. Right? When the breath that we breathed out of our mouths was still pure. Azeh namra mipi olin v'yonkim yisar ta'oz. Right? That's what it says in Tillim, that from the mouth of babes, yeah, you have laid down the foundation of the earth. Because that is pure, right, pure speech. Pure speech, before our speech becomes tainted, right? We hear things we shouldn't hear, right? We read things we shouldn't read, etc. V'chol Adam yeshto chelik mimeh ha'urim. And still inside of us is still that what do you call it? There is a place inside of us where that pure speech, where that childlike speech is still inside of us. V'alkein, very cool, he brings from Yitzavim, right? Loksi v'tapchem, okay, I've heard us v'tapchem, right? Hevel peh tohor, pure, record, the pure vapor, as it were, of the what do you call it, the mouth of, for the, that from which comes pure speech. V'lachein, right? V'lachein, nemra parshas hakel b'moed shnas hashmita. That's why this mitzvah of Hakel is given at the end of Shemitah. Why? B'chag ha'sukos, dafkan sukos. La'achar Rosh Hashanah v'Kippurim, after Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippurim. Shenas ha'odom tohor. In other words, we all have inside of us that portion which is tohor. Recall how far back? Far, far back. Yeah? How many years? Don't know. Right? But it's all inside of us.
7 years?
What? Right. It's all and but recall, that's why all the Jewish people are gathered together when the person is in his highest level of Tahara. He's spent a whole year Shemitah, right, in a state of bitachon, learning Torah. They weren't farming, right? They've gone through Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippurim, an incredible cleansing process of Yomim Noroim. They come to Sukkot, Usmachtem L'Snei Hashem Melokechem, they're rejoicing before Hashem. And now, when they're at that highest point, and where, as it were, their grown-up status is hopefully is much in sync as they could possibly hope for with the pure words, yeah, that they used to have when they were small children. Now we can all gather together, at least Asif. And from that will be made Torah. In other words, by our gathering together, because every Jew is a letter, really, of the Torah, like we talked about, what we called before. Right, it says Yisrael, Yesh Shishim Ribo Osios the Torah. Every Jew is a letter of the Torah. Just the problem is that our letters, right?
What's the connection here? Every letter of the Torah.
Every letter of the Torah. Now we have our excuse me. Excuse me. When Hashem created the world.
Hello.
That's good. Nice you're here, Nicole. when Hashem created the world, the Zohar says, it wasn't like he just looked at the plans like he needs plans. Hashem looked at Torah and created the world. But Torah, the Zohar says more than that. That what Hashem did was he read from the Torah and set it out, and then that became that creation. You hear? Right? He read from the Torah, Breishis bara Elokim es hashamayim es haaretz, right? And that became the first mimer as he read it, and then that part of the world became, right? And he says, Vayhi or, he read it out of the Torah. And because the whole world, this is not because Hashem is really going to, it's too difficult for Hashem to do it, shazam, etc. Right? It's the idea being that we have to know the whole Torah, the whole world emanates from the Torah. The Torah, the world is the concretization of the letters of the Torah, and so too every Jew, right, is a letter of the Torah. He's a letter of the Torah. So now when all the Jews gather together after the purifying experiences, right, of all of Shemitah, right, and Rosh Hashanah, and Seretz Me'etshuva, and Yom Kippurim, and the beginning of Sukkot, bang, now we all gather together, and we, right, the Melech is now going to read the Torah in front of us, because now we are the Torah. Because we've reached that level of purity. Bizman is a yicholim lihikayo, lahakel, lisatseif, umizeh naase Torah. And from our gathering together, we become, right, a living, breathing Torah. Valken ksiv kodem tikres ha Torah azos, baznei v'achakach nevar hakel es ha'am. Because the psukim are a little bit out of order, right? It says, read the Torah, and then it says, Hakel es ha'am. In Pasuk Yud Aleph, it says, read the Torah, right? And then gather together the people. It really says, gather together the people and then read the Torah. Not called read the Torah and gather together the people. It's got to be when they're all there. The idea being that when you're reading the Torah and now gathering to the people, because the people are now going to become the Torah. Kosh Amra Adoni Avi Izal Almash Isa Yud Gimel Zman Kehila Yud Gimel Zman We Let By Purim etc. Fine. Vizel, four lines up from the bottom. What do you call Vizel Vahataf Lama Boim Lase Schar Lemiviyehem? That's what it means when it says that the children come in order to give reward to those who bring them. Shekasher Misasim Yachad Misor Koach Hatov Sheishnu BaAdam Atzmo. When we all gather together and we get drive strength for one another because all of our letters are joining together in the formation of Torah. And we're all after these times of purification. We're all, as it were, deriving benefit from one another, being together. Shiyuchu lechos bo, v'shiyeh lezakiyum. Ma'alos yischar lemeviyem, ma'alot tzrichim la'asol shalom anastakal v'ras. El shizeh ayah kedis yischar, mitzvah mitzvah, ksiv, yiris Hashem tahoro meneslad. We all gather together, and now we're bringing the children, right? So the children now are going to absorb all this also. Right? Right? Even though they're very little. Really tiny. So the lesson of this thing, in other words, right? The first lesson we saw before, about how a person, as it were, right, he has to turn to Hashem to help him, and sometimes he has to follow Hashem's lead. But the goal really is that even when you don't see Hashem giving you the lead, and when you don't feel Hashem holding your hand, etc., 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 but you do what is right, right? And the examples that we saw before were Moshe Rabbeinu being concerned for the way the Jewish people felt at this moment, to make sure that they weren't caught, they weren't sad, right? And to make sure that he gave them the proper kavod. The next we call the mitzvah of Hakel. The mitzvah hakel is when you're flying high, strengthen yourself even more, right? sometimes we, you know, we have these moments of these epiphanies of what you call of, you know, of an aliyah, and we say, oh wow, that's great, and then we just we don't do anything with it, right? The idea is that when you are in that moment of what you call of clarity, etc., we have to try and strengthen ourselves more. So the mitzvah of Hakel teaches that par excellence. After Rosh Hashanah, after Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, to make sure Yom Kippur, the first day of Sukkot. So what do you do? It's all gathered together, right? It's all gathered together. Let's form Torah together. Let's try and, as it were, spread out. It's an interesting thing. After to gather together. Because that's sometimes the hardest thing. Is really cool. It is, you know, it's between you and Hashem, it's okay. When it's between somebody else, right? You know, it's like the story, right? We remember the story about the Aras Vash, about the Rav Yonos and Apshitz. That he got stuck, you know, he got stuck on the road. He wasn't going to make it home for Yom Narayim. He was there during Slichas. And the entire, you know, few days of Slichas before, I guess it was before Yom Kippur, right, during Yosef Mitzvah, there's a guy standing there, and he's the entire Slichas saying, Ich bin garnished, I'm nothing, the floor is a wash, they gotta bring out the sponge sticks, the guy is just drenching the floor with his tears, Ich bin garnished, right, he asked the Gabbai, right, so we're gonna say, to ask the Gabbai, on Yom Kippur, can I sit next to this guy? He says, yeah, sure, he's a great Baal Aliyah, it's unbelievable, listen, his tears are so heartfelt, right? And then what happens? Comes you what you call Yom Kippur, and the Gabbai gives an aliyah to someone else, and this guy, when he comes up afterwards, and he punches the Gabbai in the face. And he says, what do you call it? He says, you gave him, what do you call it? He gave him that aliyah? What's the matter with you? All your taste is in your mouth. So, Rav Yonos Eivshitz says, of course, is very much taken aback. Here's the guy, Ich bin garnished, I'm nothing, right? I'm nothing, and now all of a sudden he loses his cool like that. And he said to him after Yom Kippur, he says, I don't understand, explain it to me. The whole time you say you're garnished, you're nothing. And this is what you do on Yom Kippur. He said to him, he says, of course, it's very simple. Next to Hashem, I'm nothing. Next to that idiot, I should be nothing. So Hakel, right? That's
he was wrong.
Right? Obviously, right? Right? His head is not screwed on properly. Yeah? So obviously what he called, so it's an interesting thing. The halicha of Moshe Rabbeinu, which the Kli Yakar says was a halicha, which was a halicha of where he was doing what's right without any support, is there to go and comfort the Jewish people. In the midst of Hakel, right, we all gather together, as the Imri Emes points out, we're at the end of Sukkot, when we're at our highest level, and what are we going to do? We're all gather together, right, to form Torah out of ourselves. And to give that word call to our children as we come closer to the pure moments that we had when we were young, yeah, etc. To those pure moments, and now we want to join with every other Jew, as it were, each person, even though it may not all be a cup of tea, right? To join with each other Jew to, as it were, to write Torah in flesh and blood and to give that over to our children, right? Schar mitzvah, what do you call it? It introduces them into the world of mitzvah. Right? Mitzvah being attached to Hashem, mitzvah being attached to one another. It's interesting. Right? So first thing is, right, is really cool, is even when you don't feel the support, keep on going. Right? The second thing is, when you're flying high, right, don't just take it for granted. Try and push more into yourself when you're flying high. And now let's see the last thing here. Even during rough times, that's on page 2. Even during rough times, know that it's for our benefit.
It says in good times and bad times.
Well, that's the title of the entire thing. In good times and in bad times, the Torah is the answer, right? The first two things were hopefully during good times, yeah, right? And now we're during rough times. Know that it is for our benefit. So here it says also in the Parsha. It tells us, Perek Lamed Aleph, Pasuk Tes Zayin, Vayomer Hashem el Moshe, Hincha Shochev im Avosecha. You're going, to rest with your, with your fathers. Right, we have forebearers. The Kama Amazeh, in this nation, right, has got in them that they're going to rise up. Vizana Achreel Hei Nechar. They're going to, right, be over the Buddha Zara. They're going to worship false gods. But the gods of the land that they're coming to. Ashiru Boshama Bikirbo, they're coming there into the midst of Azavani, they will abandon me.
Moshe
Rabbeinu, right? In other words, we call it, you know, this is inside their kishkes, as it were, right? This is what it's going to come to. This is what's going to come to. V'chara api bayomahu, and my, what do you call it, and I will, my anger will flare at them in that day. V'azavtim, I will abandon them. V'istarti fanai mehem, and I will hide my face from them. V'haya lechol, and they'll be consumed. V'tza'u ros rabos, and many evil things will befall them. V'tzaros, terrible things. V'omar bayomahu, halo al ki ein elokai b'kirbi mitza'uni haros ha'ela. And they'll say at that time, because God is not in my midst, this is why these things have befallen me. And the next person says, "Vanochi astir astir panai bayomahu." I will exceedingly hide my face in that day. It seems a little strange. The end of the pasuk before implied that they were already trying to fix themselves up. They were recognizing the reason I'm so messed up is because God is not in my midst. And then the next pasuk says, yeah, no, I will exceedingly hide my face in those days. I'll call a ra asher asah, for all the evil they did, kifonoi Elohim achrim, because they turned towards false gods. Understand, but they're trying to fix themselves up. Why hide your face exceedingly then? Vata, and now, kisru lachem es ashira azos. Write down this song, talking about next week's parsha, Hazinu, which is really a synopsis of Jewish and world history, right? During good times, how Hashem is close to us, and how, God forbid, tragedies befall us when we leave Hashem, etc., etc., etc. That's really called next week's parsha. V'lamda, as B'nai Yisrael, and teach it to them, sima b'fiyam, right? Teach it to them, put it into their mouths, it should become part of, what do you call, part of their way of looking at the world. It should be something, the sort of thing that they can call on at any time. Sima b'fiyam. L'man tia li hashira zo, so this song, this poem, yeah, should be, for me, an aid B'nai Yisrael. Like a testimony upon the Jewish people. So now, says the Ramban, again, the major question over here is, it sounds like they're doing tshuva. Sounds like what he called the saying, because I messed myself up, and that's why all these things have befallen me. And then the next thing you know, Hashem says, I'm an ochi, haster, haster panai. I will exceedingly hide my face. Says the Ramban, v'tam anochi, haster, haster panai. Pamacheres. Ki ba'avur. See what I say, the Ramban? Shehiru Yisrael belibam. They thought in their hearts, we've sinned against Hashem. And they thought to themselves, you know, because Hashem is not with me, that's why I'm having all these sorrows. After all, they're doing tshuva. Why is Hashem, what he called, hiding his face more from them? He should help them. Right. Right? You'll be judged for saying you didn't sin. But here they're saying I did sin. Right? Hashem abandoned me. Why? Because I deserve to be abandoned. And now we're going to hide my face more. V'chein l'chach omar. Ki al kol ra gdola sh'asu liftoch mavurizora. Yastir od pani mehem. This is Ramban. Ramban. Right? Hashem says that because of the sin of mavurizora, I'm going to hide my face from them. Lokim master ponim harishon shehistir pnei rachamav umatzum ros rabos v'tzoros. Not that things are going to get worse, right? Doesn't mean that things are going to get worse. Rakshiyeh behester pnei ha-geula. But they still won't see, right, where the geula is coming from. In other words, they'll say, "Oh, because I've abandoned Hashem. Hashem abandoned me, and therefore things really cool things have happened to me. These terrible things have happened to me. So it's not going to make things worse." But still, they're not going to see the light. Why? V'yamdu ba'avtochas pnei rachamav. Right? V'afkam zos b'yosam be'eretz ovehem lo mastim lo galtim l'chalasom l'afir b'si'itam. Right? In other words, the clarity is not going to come to them yet. Why? They'll just have to believe. They have to have emun in Hashem. Ad, says the Ramban, shiosifu l'charota niskeres vidui gamor v'tshuva shlema. Until they do an even bigger tshuva. Right? There's the tshuva. You know, this in the
tshuva gemurah.
Right, the tshuva gemurah. There's what you call it. There's. It's sort of like, yeah. We say in Tilim, it says kim chas licha leman tivarei. Right. We say in Shira Malos, yeah. Kim chas licha, for with you is our forgiveness leman tivarei, so that we shall stand in fear of you. So the Medrash says right? That really, after Rosh Hashanah, we deserve a degree of forgiveness, but Hashem doesn't give it to us. Lamanti v'rei, so that we'll be zocha to the what do you call it? The we'll be in a state of yira when Yom Kippur comes, and we'll be zocha to the special forgiveness of Yom Kippur. And it's really already after Shoshana. We recall our heads are screwed on, right? And we recall we were thinking about things and fixing things and recall, etc. So Hashem can forgive us then? No. Medrash says he's not gonna. He doesn't forgive us until Yom Kippur. Why? Because on Yom Kippur we can be zocha to an even higher forgiveness. And I recall I saw from Rav Moshe Shapira Zechatarik Vekodesh Lebracha, the idea being that the forgiveness of Yom Kippur is Hashem, I have nothing. Right? Not like in Rosh Hashanah, I'm going to rethink my path, I'm going to look at the world differently, I'm going to relate to the world differently, I'm going to act differently, etc. Like Kilo, I'm fixing it. On Yom Kippur, we come, right? All I've got is sins. I have nothing. I have absolutely nothing. Right? Everything is completely dependent upon you. That level of submission, right, brings a person much closer to the Creator, much closer to the Creator than when he thinks, you know, okay, I'll tailor this and I'll cut a little bit here and I'll spite. What do you call? He needs to do that also, right? It's not going to be, as it were, just a Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to dump him in the mikveh and what do you call? Take him out. You dip me again, brother. Everything's okay, right? You do have to do that work, but the inner feeling of right, I have nothing without you. I'm turning to you. I need your Torah because I'm empty. I'm empty. That brings a person much closer to Hashem. So the work he has to do, he does Rosh Hashanah, Aseres Mitzvah, but the sensation of really that it's all a matana from you, Hashem, he experiences that par excellence only in Yom Kippur. And that's why Hashem doesn't give us the forgiveness until then. So that our forgiveness should come concomitantly with the sense of really, ich bin garnished. Really, that I'm nothing. What do I have? I only have that which you give me. Says Ramban here, that's also the idea. That it's not that Hashem doesn't reveal light to us because he's not listening to us. Lehefech, he wants to squeeze out of us, for our benefit, a deeper tshuva. So says Ramban. Says it's Ramor. One of the greats from Svar at the time of the exile. He says, "Va'amar va'ata kisvul achemes hashira azos." About next week's parsha. Why do we have that there? Klomar hatikun l'chol zeh yatorah. All the disasters and all of our perception disasters is to turn back to the Torah again. V'chein va'ata miyad kisvul achemes hashira azos v'limda l'amda b'nei Yisrael v'yidin sheba yimatzu kol advarim asidim l'avo aleim. In other words, we should see that, what he called it, that this is not chance. Read next week's parsha, you'll see that it describes our high moments, all the history, from the beginning of creation to the emergence of the Jewish people, to the high points of the Jewish people, to the low points of the Jewish people, to the punishments of the Jewish people, because we have to know that, what he called it, that everything he's saying is in the Torah. Hashem is with us. He hasn't abandoned us. Lehefech. Further. This week's Haftorah, also in the same vein, Pusik says, right? He doesn't abandon us. He recalls, but the tough times are not a symbol of abandonment, right? The tough times, right, are a symbol of a therapeutic process. I know it's easy to see, it's easy to say, not so easy to experience. That recall. I'm not quite that foolish, right? But that we got to know. He says, "Shuv Yisrael ar Hashem Elokecha ki chashalta ba'avonecha." A very fascinating pasuk. The first pasuk of what do you call the Haftorah this week?
Who is that?
From Hosea. This is why they call it Shabbos Shuva, because we live with Shuv Yisrael ar Hashem Elokecha ki chashalta ba'avonecha. Return Yisrael to Hashem. My Hashem is Midas Harachmim Elokecha, the one who is Mashgiach upon you, but it's through Midas Hadin. Ki chashalta, for you have stumbled, ba'avonecha, over your sin. So let's see. What does that mean? Ad Hashem Lekech, what does Rashi say? This is all from what he quote from the Gemara, from Chazal. Ad Hashem Lekech. Tani b'shem Rabbi Meir. Shuva Yisrael. Ba'od shehu Hashem b'midas harachamim. Right? It's always best to do tshuva when Hashem's rachamim is still upon us. Right? Do it first. Don't wait for what he called for the boom to be lowered.
This is Rashi?
Rashi's. Yeah, it's been Gemara, from the Gemara in Yuma. Shuva Yisrael. Ba'od shehu Hashem b'midas harachamim. V'im lav el kecha. And if you don't, then when he called, then he'll exercise midas adin. Midas adin. Right? Ki chashalta. You have stumbled, says Rashi. Bolcha mirsholim ba'ad avonecha. Right? So the way Rashi is explaining Yeshuva Yisrael ad Hashem Elokecha, ki chashalta ba'avonecha. You see, you've stumbled because of your avonos. Bolcha mirsholim ba'ad avonecha. We're talking about punishments here. Right? Mirshol, because of your avonos, because of the person's sins, because of Klai Yisrael's sins, the mirsholim, they stumble. You trip over the rock, right? You throw rocks into the public thoroughfare, then you go outside and you trip over them and land on your face. Right? You've tripped over your sins. Punishments have started to take place. Says the Torah more. Right? Just the last two lines there. He brings a pasuk. Right? This is a pasuk. He says, the pasuk says, L'cho Hashem chesed, in Perek Tehillim, Samach Beis. L'cho Hashem chesed, L'cho Hashem chesed. To you Hashem is chesed. Why? Ki ata tishalim le'ish kema'aseu. Because you pay each person according to his actions. That's chesed? Right? Let's say the person did an aveira, and then he gets an onesh. That's a chesed? Why? Says this Ramwar, Mida keneged Mida, Be'inin shebeze yakir chatoso. Because even the punishment, since Hashem does it Mida keneged Mida, it's there so a person should recognize what he needs to fix. It's not easy. It's not easy. But the Chazal tell us, Imroadim Yisrim Ba'amalev Yifash Vishmas, the person should try and check his actions. Again, right? There's more than that Gemara. Sometimes you recall it, it's too hard, you know, to figure it out. Sometimes you check, you don't see anything, so it might be true, it might be Yisrim Shalava, etc. But in normal circumstances, right? I've just about, say, a piece of juicy, what do you call, Lashon Hara. I got a hot cup of coffee in my hand. All the next thing I do, I tilt it the wrong way, I spill a bunch, right? It doesn't take a lot of deep intelligence to understand, you know, what Hashem is saying to us. Ki chashalta ba'avonecha. Mida keneged mida. Mida keneged mida. Fine. That's the first step. First step is, Shuva Yisrael, Ad Hashem Elokecha, Ki Chashalta Ba'avonecha. But that's not enough. There's even more. The Gemara says in Yuma, Amar Reish Lakish, Gdola Tshuva Shizdonos Nasas Lo Kishgogos. Great is Tshuva in that the Zdonos, a person does Averas on purpose. When he does Tshuva, they become Shgogos. They become as though he did them by mistake. Become a Shogeg. From Maze becomes a shogeg. How do we know? From our pasuk. Shneemar shuv Yisrael ad Hashem Elokecha ki chashalta ba'avonecha. Return to Hashem. Why? Because you've stumbled over your avon. So the Gemara asks, Rish Lakish says, avon is amazing. Right? We know. We're going to come to Yom Kippur, right, in a few days. There's chet, there's a shogeg. Avon is amazing. And pesha is where you're rebelling against Hashem. But avon is amazing. How can you say chashalta ba'avonecha? Chashalta, you stumbled over your sin. That stumbled means you did it by mistake. But avon is amazing. So Reish Lakish is here. Ha'avon meizidu. The kakari le michshol. It's called a michshol. How can it be? Va'amar Reish Lakish gdola tshuva. We see from there that what he called when a person does tshuva, shuva Yisrael Hashem elkecha, ki chashalta ba'avonecha, you stumbled over your avon, you do tshuva, what you did by meizid becomes like a shogeg. But then the Gemara asks the question. V'amar Reish Lakish, wait a second, Reish Lakish himself said, G'dola tshuva shizdonos nasas lo kisfuyos. Tshuva is great because the things you did on purpose become merits. Not just to become, you did it by shogeg. Notice we've got two contradictory Gemaras, both said by Reish Lakish. One says, G'dola tshuva shizdonos nasas lo, right, kishgagos, that what you did on purpose becomes like a shogeg. And the next one says, gdolot tshuva, shezdonos nasal kischuyos, greatest tshuva, the things you did with premeditation become now merits. That doesn't mean a shogeg, that's merits, it's a whole different story. Sheneemar, right, v'shuv rashim v'yishosav v'asam mishpat, tztaka aleim, hu yichil lo kashe kan me'ava kan me'yira. So the Gemara says, no, it makes a difference if you do tshuva me'ava, you do tshuva me'yira. Okay, fine. So do two types of tshuva. Tshuva me'ava, tshuva me'yira. But not, wait a second, there's another Gemara here, also on the same pasuk. Amar Rabbi Levi, gdola tshuva shemagasa kisei kovod. Shenemer shuva Yisrael ad Hashem lokecha. Return all the way back to Hashem, to your pure state, right? From where you came from. So how do you read all these things in the same pasuk? Shuva Yisrael, right? The pasuk says shuva Yisrael ad Hashem lokecha. So Rabbi Levi tells us you can return all the way, right, back to Hashem, to your pure state, pure state. Ki chashalta b'avonecha. So Rashi told us chashalta b'avonecha because you stumbled, right? You got your onesh, and it was mida kineged mida, and you saw that it came from your avera, and you did tshuva. But the Gemara also says chashalta b'avonecha means your zdonos come kishkagos. So how can they have in the same pasuk tshuva Yisrael ad Hashem elokecha all the way back? That implies we're talking about tshuva me'ava. You turn all the way back to your pure state. Your zdonos become what we call like suyos. And yet the end of the pasuk is talking about your zdonos become like shkagos. But inside this pasuk, like we said before, like we saw from the Ramban before on over here, why sometimes Hashem, you know, I do tshuva and things don't get better, right? It's because He wants me to go even deeper. And that's a difficult thing. Because we are people who like to see instantaneous results, right? We don't fully appreciate, yeah, the severity of what we've done. So we think if we do just a little thing, you know, or they say, God should forgive me. What does He want for my life, right? We know, like a kid, you tell the kid, you know, don't play football in the living room. You don't play football in the living room. Don't. I got something very important there. Kid plays football, and he breaks his father's Ming vase, right? And the father comes, he says, I told you not to play football in the living room. I searched through backwater towns in Manchuria for 35 years, and I found that Ming vase in a little store, and I paid for it 50 cents. And Sotheby's just said it's worth $15 million. And you turned it into a mosaic. And I told you not to play football in the living room, right? What do you have to say for yourself? Sorry. It's a joke. But that's you already call it. And I'm not saying we've got the koach for this yet. But that's sort of like, you know, I did tshuva. Why are things perfect already? Hashem wants the best for us. He wants the best for us. He wants us to bring us to tshuva me'ava. So in the one pasuk, shuv Yisrael ad Hashem lekecho, you go all the way back. Where does it start? Ki chashalta b'avonecha. You saw first, like Rashi says, mida keneged mida, right? You saw things weren't going so straight. And you thought to yourself, you know, maybe I better fix things here. I don't get whooped anymore. You start doing tshuva me'ira, right? And then recall, like the Gemara says, also in chashalta b'avonecha, your zdonos become like shkagos. But you know what? It's not enough. Because Hashem wants to squeeze everything out of us. He wants us to get to ad Hashem lokech. He wants our zdonos to become like skuyos. Right? He wants our zdonos to become like skuyos. And that's what we learn from our parsha here. That even after we begin to do tshuva, v'anochi haster astir panai. Or, like Rav Moshe Zecher Tzadik Kodesh Bracha said about the pasuk we say in Tilling, right? Kimcha aslicha, Hashem doesn't immediately forgive us after Rosh Hashanah, leman tivorei, because He wants us, like the Shal Kodesh Moni says, so we should be zochet to the forgiveness of Yom Kippur, a deeper forgiveness, a deeper tshuva, So let's just recap what we see here. We saw, first of all, how we have to aspire, like Moshe Rabbeinu did, that even when we don't feel Hashem walking with us, we feel like he's receding from us, like Moshe Rabbeinu felt at that time. Nonetheless, he keeps on doing what he knows is right. It happens to be the examples of what he did was right, to make sure that other people, right, should be what he called, should be besimcha. Other, they should be mekabel the bris properly. They shouldn't be sad. He showed them kavod, take leave of them before he passes on, right? That's why Yelech Moshe. We saw, right, from the midst of Hakel, that when times are good, and that's why Kodesh Baruch Hu Dafka designed it to come at the end of Shemitah, the whole year of Shemitah, after Rosh Hashanah, after Sesame Tshuva, after Yom Kippurim, after you've already entered this Mansim Chasein of Sukkot, to gather all together, right? And don't just sit on our laurels, wow, what a high this is, but we're called, as it were, trying to invest in view, right, and inject into ourselves even more, as they all gather together, forming all the leathers of a breathing, living Torah, right, to give even to the children who don't even know what they're feeling, etc., but they're there, they'll soak it in, just as we are coming into contact with our deepest, purest moments from our record, from our own existence, right? We're all joining together. When times are good, record, don't just, you know, sit back, you know, on the hammock and just, you know, let it all just a breeze by. When you're besimcha, try it, as it were, reach higher, Madregas. And when times are tough, right? Realize, recall that it's always for our benefit, like we saw, that a Kodesh Baruch Hu tries to give us hints sometimes. Yeah? Ki chashalta ba'avonecha. Right, mita keneged mita. You see, you stumbled over the avera. Pick yourself up. Right, do tshuva. You'll start doing tshuva. Please, I don't want to be whooped anymore. But then you still don't see Hashem's clarity altogether. And you say, hey, what's the story here? You know, I'm doing tshuva. How come things are not so clear? How come all of a sudden, right? Oh, maybe things are a little bit better. But I did tshuva. I said sorry after all. So I broke the thing, Maz. I said sorry, right? Because Hashem wants to squeeze us even out of more of that. He wants to bring us all the way back to the kisei hakavod. Hashem Yazor, right? It's a lot easier to say than it is to live. Mitzvah Hashem, we should have siyata d'shmaya. Hashem should be with us, and it should go deep into our hearts and into our actions.